Agitwoche na mazel dik woche. Today, Chai Sivan is the Yutzat from the Sabbath Kedisha from Radashitz, Rav HaKudosh, Reb Sucha Dov Beb, and Reb Yitzchok Zechisa Yugen Alayni. He was born in Tufkiv Chufai 1765, and he passed away in Tufraish Gimel 1843. His father was one of the Mashamshim, Bam Heilige Magid from Mizritch. And the Magid was the Shadchan between his father and mother. And the Magid had said, that they will be Zoiche to a child that will illuminate the Welt. The Heilige Radeshitze was Zoiche in the Inge Yuren to Bibam, Rebbe Amaylich in Lezhensk. And his Asmudis HaToyre Mesiris Nefesh was Adla Hafle. The way the Heilige Radeshitze was able to go on with his Avdus Hashem was that he had a charade and he made himself like a batlan and he earned himself a nickname, Berel Batlan. And as always, he got married, he moved to a town, Chanchin. He had no panusa, from there he went to Chamelnik. The Anias was Ein Lashar and ended up finally in the Radeshitz. In Radeshitz, he became known as a Poyel Yeshiyas Bekeirav Uritz, and thousands of Yidin were Mashkimim Lepischoi. His Groyser Talmud, the Tver Shloime, used to say that the reason my Rebbe, the Heilige Radeshitze, performed such unbelievable Nisim, Heiltos Chaluim, blind dimension, crippled people, he says, because the Radeshitze has a mission. His mission is to be Lahagdil Kvoit Shemayim, and his Galus Sheyesh Elikim, Be'olam, that there is a Bashefa, there's a Manigofen Welt, and there's somebody that's running everything. The Heilige Radeshitz used to say, Taisali, Shezachisi Lashamish, I was Baruch Hashem Zoichete Mashamish, 120 Balriach HaKoidish. His Rebbes were the Koshnitzer Magid, the Abteruv, the Heilige Rebbe Moshe Leib Mesaseva, and Ha'ike, he considered his Rebbe, Mivig, was the Choizef and Lublin. The Heilige Radeshitz used to say, that after the Magid, Koshnitzer Magid passed away, the Magid Fleikimitzim Lenin with him Yeden Tug, he had a Chavrisenschaft with him. The Chedisha Rim said that in Kotsk, hat me Mekarev Gevein Yisruel Laviyam Shebashamayim. In Radeshitz, it was just the opposite. They were Mekarev Aviyam Shebashamayim Li Yisruel through doing all these unbelievable moifsim. The Heilige Radeshitz was once with his Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasev in a town, and Mesnagdim got wind that there's a Psa Rebbe here, so they gathered around the town, around the house, and they started pelting it with rocks. The Heilige Radeshitze told his Rebbe, I'm going to take care of it, and he opens the door and he says, any chaluam, any sick people in this town was daf and a yeshia. Rebbe said, we all know, velchishtet lot mishka chaluam, they lined up a bunch of sick people. They brought him into the house. He touched their arms, he touched their limbs, he touched their eyes. Whatever choyle he had is ausgeheilt geworden. So verzeiht sich amase that the Heilige Radeshitze once said, sent out a message, next week from 6 to 12 at night, Monday, any choyle that needs a refiah should come to me. Hundreds of chaluim gathered in front of the Heilige Radeshitze's house. They brought people in wheelchairs and stretchers from old age homes, wo geschleppt Menschen rechts and links. The Heilige Radeshitze comes out, and for 6 hours straight, he was sprinkling water, interessante Sache, sprinkling water on people and giving them to drink. He said, mach auf dem Maul, mach a Bruche, trink. And the Oilem is ausgeheilt geworden. So the word started spreading. People started going to Arimme Gestate, man kann geholfen werden. People started coming. The clock struck 12 after 6 hours. They started crying, Rebbe. So listen what he told the Yidin. He said, there are so many krank over the Welt. Give me the koyach. So min hashamayim, they told me that they are going to give me ba'ayre shal Miriam. And this, the water was gegeben dem Oilem zu trinken, was chabung gespritzt auf der Chaluam, this was ba'ayre shal Miriam, von dem is menozgeil geworden. This was the Heilige Radeshitze. He used to say that if a Yid has an Isaac with a Goy, he should give 19 pritis to Tzedukah, Lilinishmus Absucha Dov Beb and Ab Yitzchak, and he should say the Pusik, Goy Oivid Eitzes Haim of Ein Behem Tevinu, because Goy is Begamatria 19. This is Yidia from people after people that had helped them, as I said, in a Geholfengorn from various issues that they had with Goyim. I Baruch Hashem was zoiche kama pumim to be of mitzien, mitzienis and radishes bam yuritzad. The stories that people verzeilen dort and was me vetan geholfen, windelige maases. I'll end off with the following story that I heard from my vetter, who just passed away a few months ago. Harav Reb Shia Tversky zeiche tzadik lebrucha. He said that we know that the Rebbe from Lublin is nostalgic of our Tisha B'Av. And one of the kinder from Rebbe from Lublin, Igvein Rabbi Yossel Talchina. Rabbi Yossel Talchina was a ish kudish, but a blittegur, a man. And understandably, after the Rebbe from Lublin passed away, the oilam was mamish, sebroch, and shivri shavurim, especially the shtib mentioned, the mekruvim. And Rabbi Yossel Talchina stayed in Lublin for the shiva, for the shloishim. He was ganzen sebroch, and comes Yid Elul, he has to go home. He's a roof in a shtetl. At Afgan Rosh Hashanah, in shtetl, Zandot in the heim. He goes into his father's house, takes a sack, folds up some things from the taten, from the heiligen taten, a seife, a chayfe, a malbish, a clock that was hanging in the Rebbe from Lublin Stieb, and a lot of chintavegans to go home. He was very exhausted from a very tiring month. And a yid passes by, a farmer with a wagon full of hay, and he asks him, where are you going? So he says, I'm going to Tolchin. So the yid says, look, I'm going halfway. I'll take you gladly. Get on top of the hay. Rabbi Yossel sat on top of the hay. Sitting on top of the hay, driving, a summer rainstorm came and drenched him. So now he was tired, hungry, wet. And then when the yid got to his destination, he tells to Rabbi Yossel, okay, Rabbi Yid, you're on your own. Rabbi Yossel Tolchina goes off. And he starts walking and he comes to a Yiddish kreichma, Yiddish inn. He goes in and the Yid looks at this Yid, looked like an Eilich Yid, tired, drenched, schlepping a sack. So the Rabbi Yid come in, said, Rabbi Yossel Talchina says, I would gladly come in, but you should not have no money. Don't worry. He gave him a clean set of clothing, a hot bowl of soup, a clean bed. Rabbi Yossel collapsed in bed, gets up in the morning, the sun is shining, he felt refreshed, rejuvenated, mamish, couldn't thank the Yid. Tells the Kreichma, Balbus, he says, you know, I don't have money, but let me give you something from Antaten. He says, who's your father? The Rebbe from Lublin. So the Yid says, look, I really don't need any knickknacks. I heard of your father. So Rabbi Yossel says, please take something. So the Yid running in, looks in, and he sees a wall clock. He says, you know what, this I could use in every room. He takes the clock, Rabbi Yossel goes home. Years later, the Heilige Radeshitzer passed by with a group of Hasidim, and they came into the inn and they rented the whole Kreichma. Steitzer, they gave the Heilige Radeshitzer, as you would call it, the presidential suite, and that shared walls with the Balabus of the inn. After Hasidim, Magalant, Magadavan, Magagessen, Matfabrenk, Magaitzachleigen, the innkeeper goes into bed and he hears his neighbor next door walking back and forth, pacing up and down. The floorboards were creaking. A few minutes later, he hears him starting to dance. A few minutes later, clapping, thinks to himself, this is what the Rebbe does. I'm not going to sleep. I need a night's sleep. I have to work tomorrow. He knocks on his door. He says, Rebbe, you die tanzt akufus azoin daheim och jede nacht? So the Rebbe says, no. He says, what? So this is just not to let me sleep? So the Heilige Radeshitzer tells him, I can't sleep. He says, you see this clock? Every clock has a very, very meyish dike tick-tock, another minute of your life, another minute of your life. This clock has a simcha sachayim, a minute named it, it has a simcha sachayim. He said, I don't know what it is. Where do you have this from? So he told him the whole story. So he said, ah, dusigabe my Rebbe zeige. My Rebbe had a koyuch and his zeige he put in, a minute named it sabiyas mashiach. And that was the simcha that's not letting me sleep. This was the Heilige Radeshitz and this was the keshet, his Heilige Rebbeim. Zechis o yugen alayni agita mazl de kevoch.